ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम्, ततो जयं दीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 9। प्रह्लाद पासिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स। टुडे टेक्स्ट 31। तोम बा इदम् सत असत ईश भगवांस ततो अन्यो माया यत् आत्मपरबुद्धिर् इयम् हि अपार्थ यत् यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिर् इक्षणं च तद् वैतत् एव वसुकालवत् अस्ति तरोवः। तुम्बा इदं सदसत् इस भवांस्ततोऽन्य माया यद् आत्मपरबुद्धिर्यं हि अपार्थ यद् यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिरीक्षणं च तद्वैतत् एव वसुकालवत् अस्ति तरोव। तुम्बा इदं सदसति स भवांस्ततो अन्य माया यदात्मपरबुद्धिरियं हि अपार्थ यद् यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिरीक्षणं च तद्वैतत् एव वसुकालवत् अस्ति तरव। तुम्बा इदं सदसति स भवांस्ततो अन्य माया यत् आत्मपरबुद्धिरियं हि अपार्थ यद्यस्य जन्मनिधनं स्थितिरीक्षणं च तद्वै तदेव वसुकालवत् अस्ति तरव वार्ड मीनिंग तुम यू बा आइदर इदम द होल यूनिवर्स सत असत कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ कॉज एंड इफेक्ट यू आर द कॉज एंड योर एनर्जी इज द इफेक्ट ईशा ओ माय लॉर्ड द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर भवान योर सेल्फ ततः फ्रॉम द यूनिवर्स अन्यः सेपरेटली सिचुएटेड द क्रिएशन इज मेड बाय द लॉर्ड येट ही रिमेन्स सेपरेट फ्रॉम द क्रिएशन माया द एनर्जी दैट अपीयर्स एज ए सेपरेट क्रिएशन Yat of which Atma Parabuddhi, the conception of one's own and another's. Iyam, this, he, indeed, Apartha has no meaning. Everything is your lordship. And therefore, there is no hope for understanding my and your. Yat, the substance from which, yasya, of which, janma, creation, nidhanam, annihilation, sthiti, maintenance. इक्षणम मैनिफेस्टेशन च एंड तत् देट बा और एतत् दिस एव सर्टेनली वसु कालवत् लाइक द क्वालिटी ऑफ बीइंग द अर्थ एंड बियॉन्ड दैट The subtle elements like smell. Asti taravo, the seed, the cause, and the tree, the effect of the cause. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, Maya, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore not different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, of the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7:10, the Lord says, Bijamam sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. O son of Prutha, know that I am the original seed of all existences. In the Vedic literature, it is said, Isabhasyam idam sarvam yatova imani bhutani jayante and sarvam khalu idam brahma. All this Vedic information indicates that there is only one God and that there is nothing else but Him. The Mayavadi philosophers explains this in their own way. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead asserts the truth that He is everything and yet is separate from everything. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Everything is one, the Supreme Lord, yet everything is separate from the Lord. This is the understanding of oneness and difference. The example given in this regard, Vasukalavat Asti Tarabho, is very easy to understand. Everything is exist in time, yet there are different phases of the time factor, present, past and future. Present, past and future are one. Every day we can experience the time factor as morning, noon and evening. And although morning is different from noon, which is different from evening, all of them taken together are one. The time factor is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Lord is separate from the time factor. Everything is created, maintained and annihilated by Him, annihilated by time. But the Supreme Lord, this Personality of Godhead, has no beginning and no end. He is Nitya, Saswata, eternal and permanent. Everything passes through time's phase of present, past and future. Yet the Lord is always the same. Thus there is undoubtedly a difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation. But actually they are not different. Accepting them to be the different is called avidya or ignorance. True oneness, however, is not equivalent to the conception of the Mayavadis. The true understanding is that the difference are manifested by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seed is manifested as a tree which displays varieties in its trunk, branches, leaves, flowers and fruits. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Kesava tuya jagata vichitra. My dear Lord, your creation is full of varieties. The varieties are one and at the same time different. This is the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. The conclusion given in Brahma Sangita is this. Ishwarah Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for He is the prime cause of all causes. Because the Lord is supreme cause, everything is one with Him. But when we consider varieties, we find that one thing is different from another. We may conclude therefore that, that there is no difference between the thing and another, between one thing and another. Yet, in varieties, there are differences. In this regard, Madhvacharya gives an example concerning a tree and a tree in fire. Both trees are the same, but they look different because of the time factor. The time factor is under the control of Supreme Lord, and therefore the Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee consequently does not distinguish between happiness and distress, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. Tattenu kampam susumikhyamana bhunjana evam kitam vipakam. When a devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, he considers it a gift or blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is always thus situated in Krishna consciousness, in any condition of life, he is described as Mukti Pade Sodaya Bhak, a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. The word Dayabhak means inheritance. Inheritance. A son inherits the property of father. Similarly, when a devotee is fully Krishna conscious, undisturbed by dualities, he is sure that he will return home back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. It's a very long purport. Hare Krishna. Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakhyurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarini Noma Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisei Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalapatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tambaidam sadasatisa bhavamstato anyo, mayayat atma parabuddhiri, yam hi apartha. Yadasya janma nidhanam sthitirikshanam cha, Tad vaitad eva vasukalavat asti taravo. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion or maya, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore not different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between you, your lordship, and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Hare Krishna. So the entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Is true? Everything rests in Him, in the Supreme Lord, yet He exists separately, beyond creation, maintenance and annihilation. He is the cause of everything. At the same time, he is not involved directly with this creation. He remains separate. Everything is performed in this whatever we are seeing, that is the creation of his illusory energy in this material world. The two energy of the Lord, spiritual energy, that is Yoga Maya, that is acting in the spiritual world. But this external energy, this Mahamaya, this is acting in this material world. Just like in Brahma Sangita, we recite that verse, Sushti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Reka Chayeva Jasya Bhuvanani Vivarti Durga Ichchanu Rupam Api Jasya Chachestatesa Govindamadi Purusam तमहं भजामि. The creation, maintenance and annihilation practically it is though the supreme cause is supreme lord, but actually in practical field we see everything is performed by his illusory energy, who? Durga. But still Ichhanurupa, she is not independent. She is acting according to the supreme will of the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So that's why the Mayavadis, they told that Jagat Mithya, everything is false. But what is our philosophy? It is not false. This creation is coming from the supreme truth. So how can it be false? Something emanating from the truth. There must be some truth also. So our philosophy is not completely false, but it is temporary. Bhutva bhutva praliyate, again and again. In time of annihilation, everything is disappear. Again and appear, like that. So how it is acting? How this illusory energy is acting? Very difficult to understand. Everything is real. Looks appears like real. In Matsya Purana there is a story. One time Narada Muni, he told, "O Supreme Lord, I want to realize it personally, how your illusory energy is acting in this material world. How you are doing everything, or how everything your illusory energy is functioning in this material world." Lord told Narada, you are my pure devotee. Why you are so interested to know all these illusory things? Why you experience this? No, please. If I have some practical experience, then maybe in future there is no question of again getting illusioned. So the Lord told, okay, Narada Muni, I am feeling very thirsty. Go and bring one glass of water. Immediately Narada Muni saw nearby there is nice village, so went to the village and knocked in one door. When the door opened, a very beautiful young girl opened the door. Narada Muni was so amazed because so extremely beautiful girl, looks is more beautiful than the apsaras, the heavenly denizens. So immediately he took the glass to bring water for the Lord. The glass was fell down from his hand. Just look at the girl, because he has some knowledge about astronomy. He studied these lines on her foreheads and all that. So this girl is so auspicious. She looks like the best devotee of the Lord will be her husband. Well, I am the best devotee. What is wrong? If you all get married and stay with her. The girl also agreed, then they get married and stay in that house. After a few years that many children, about 10 children, they be gotten by Narada Muni in the womb of this girl. But suddenly one day there was a river inside of the village, then it overflowed. The flood water inundated, all the village was under the water. Then in front of Narada Muni, he was seeing that his children were drowning in water. His wife was drowning. To save himself, he just climbed in a tree. Climbed on a tree and just climbed to the top branch and sitting there. And he saw that in front of him, his children are dying. They are drowning in the water. His wife is dying. So he could not tolerate all the situation. Just close his eyes and he just with full inner energy, putting his hand, he shouted, "Krishna!" Then he opened his eyes. There is no family, no village, no flood water, nothing is there. Krishna is standing and Narada is standing. Krishna told Narada Muni, "Where is my glass of water?" This is how the illusory energy of the Lord is working in this material world. But still we have some experience. So actually, that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, "Nama binu ara kichuto nahi chaudha bhuvana majhe." In this 14 world, there is no other truth than the holy name of the Lord, because holy name is non-different from the Supreme Lord Himself. Nama nami abhirna. There is no difference. Or everything is temporary. Illusion. We are thinking is my family, my father, my mother, my children. Everything, we are always using this word. What is? Atma parabuddhir iyam. Atma parabuddhi. This belongs to me, this is meant to separate. Just like Dhritarashtra thinking. The Duryodhana and the 100 his sons, they are belongs to me, and the Pandavas, they belong to Panduputra. They are not belongs to me. They are different. In the material world, always this illusion is going on. This is the illusory energy is acting. But this is not truth. Mayavadi, that's why Mayavadi, they seem told everything is false. But wrong is that they don't accept even the Supreme Lord. He has a transcendental body, and his pastimes are also janma karma chame divyam. They don't accept this. They think that the Supreme Personality has no material body. He is not neither material body nor spiritual body. Nothing is. He is just all pervading. Everywhere he is this. But Prabhupada rejects the theory. Nirvishesa sunyavadi. His pranam mantra is telling. He rejects this truth. Nirvishesa Buddhist. The Mayavadi. The Nirvishesa vadi. And sunyavadi is the Buddhist. Everything is just merged in everything. Nothing is, no supreme truth is not near, no body, not a transcendental body or material body of the Supreme Lord. He is just everywhere, all pervading. But they believe. But in our philosophy, we think that the supreme truth has three features. Vadanti tattvavi tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabjate, three phase. Brahmeti is always, he is all pervading everywhere. But he is also Paramatma. He is staying as Paramatma in everyone's heart. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, everywhere. He is all pervading, but at the same time he is a person also. He is staying in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Without his presence, no existence is there. He is staying. It's Paramatma in everyone's heart. Lord is staying as Paramatma in everyone's heart. In 84 lakh species of different living entities. Still, he is also in his own abode, in Goloka Vrindavan Vaikuntha world. That's why he is also Bhagavan. He is called Bhagavan. That's why Prabhupada quoting in his purport. Ishvara, Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is a personality. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. He is a transcendental body. One time one Mayavadi visited here in Vrindavan, and he was walking with Prabhupada. Prabhupada told, can you give some definition what is God? What do you think Supreme Truth? He told, this is very, very big topic. If you want to know about Supreme Truth and God, then you have to discuss it. It will take many, many hours to discuss on this topic. I proposed that this Gurukul boy was working. He called one Gurukul boy. He told, what is the Supreme Truth? Who is God? He immediately started chanting. Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He told, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada told, look, you need hours of hours discussion about understanding the truth. This small boy, he knows what is truth. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Prabhupada's time, there was the Shyama Sundar Prabhu was secretary, and he and Marathi Mata, they have one small girl named Saraswati. Since he was always standing in front of Prabhupada's house, anyone just to try to enter the Prabhupada house, then she will ask question. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Tell. Unless she tells, she will cry and he will not allow him to enter. He will tell. Who is Krishna or who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? He has to speak that. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada told, this is preaching. This is preaching. You have to preach to this ignorant world that who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. Though he is not directly involved in his creation, but still he is the cause of all causes. Everyone knows. Time factor, we know that everything is acting according to the time factor. Prabhupada gave so many examples. According to time, because of time factor, our body is changing. The famous verse, so komarang jovanang jara, what is the beginning? Dehi nasmin jatha dehe komaram jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastatra muhyati. All these changes, or Prabhupada gave the example this morning, noon and evening. This is all changing due to the time factor. But still, the Lord is above time factor. Because just chakhuresa savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramurtir asesa teja jasyangyaya bhramati sambhruta kala chakra Govindam Adipurusam Tamahang Bhajami. This Govinda is Adipurusa. So this time factor is acting according to his direction. He is not independent. Though in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord saw his universal form, then Arjuna asked, who are you? I am getting so much fear now looking seeing your this universal form. What is your intention? Who are you? And Krishna himself told, Kala Asmin, Loka Khayakrit Prabuddha. I appeared as a time factor. My intention is to destroy everything. Except you five Pandavas, everyone will get destroyed in this war. It's a time factor. Sometimes that's why we think that, time factor is truth, the supreme truth. No. Again, he is told that, Jasyang Agyaya, Jasyangaya Bhavati Sambhruta Kala Chakra. That Kala Chakra is, the time factor is actually acting according to the supervision of the Lord, according to his direction. It is not independent. In Mahabharata war, we could see that particular scene in the war between Jayadratha and Arjun. Because Jayadratha had a boon that no one can defeat him. All the Pandavas, no one can defeat him in a war. No one can fight with him except Arjuna. When there is a war, all the Maharathis, they together, they try to kill whom? Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna. Either Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Salo, anyone, in single warrior cannot defeat. They could not defeat Abhimanyu. He learned the art of archery from Lord Sri Krishna himself. So they combined together to kill. This is not the principle of the war. But still, following the instruction of Duryodhana, to please Duryodhana, they kill. But other Pandavas, they try to save Abhimanyu, they try to enter the war, but one person, this Jayadratha, he was stopping everyone. You are not allowing anyone to enter the war. So that's why Abhimanyu was killed. Then Arjuna, who had heard this message, he took a vow. Before sunset, I must kill this guy. Who? Jayadratha. But if I could not kill him, then I must die myself, burning my body, entering the fire. So Krishna told Arjuna, what are you doing? Why are you taking such vows? It's such a great trouble for me. Because Kaunteya Pati Janahi Name Bhaktya Pranasyati. I have to protect my devotee. You are my devotee. I have to protect him. But you are taking such, speaking so many things. So now he already took vows. So all the big Maharathis, even the Bhishma, Drona, Karna, they one boundary. They protect Jayadratha. So Arjuna has to fight and kill him before sunset. How to kill? He cannot even go cross over one boundary, that is Bhishma Dev is protecting. How can he go to Jayadrath and kill him? But Lord is there. So Lord saw that in materially, they saw the sun already, sunset, just goes down. But so Arjuna, then Jayadrata thought, now it is finished. Now it is already sunset. So now I can go and challenge Arjuna. he could not kill me, so he has to enter fire and I commit suicide himself. So when he come out, Jayadrata shouted, "Oh Arjuna, now you have to die, die, enter fire," shouted. Then Jasyangaya Bhramati Sambhruta Kala Chakra. Krishna just raised his hand and immediately sun again come up. Krishna told then Jayadrata was just near the Arjuna. Krishna told Arjuna, "What are you doing? Look, sun in the sky. Kill him immediately." The example how Jasyangaya Bhramati Sambhruta Kala Chakra. So Krishna is a, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. So that's why he is the cause of all causes. If someone takes shelter of Krishna, then he is always protected. No question of his defeat or no question of his getting destroyed. Krishna is protector of all, protector of those people, those who are surrendered to him. So another thing in this verse is important that Prabhupada is writing in purport. Tad vaitat eva vasu kalavat asti tarobo. Just like a small seed, such a huge tree is there. Where? A banana tree, we see the seed. Seed is very small. Fruit, a little fruit and very small seed. But in that seed, such a huge banana tree is inside. We could not see it. Those who are not devotee, they cannot believe it. See, Krishna is a person, is just like an ordinary human being. How can he create everything? Such huge cosmic manifestation. How everything emanated from him? Even though Markandeya Muni saw, his baby was just playing on a banana leaf. Banana leaf is the time of annihilation. He saw in this water of annihilation that there is certainly emanated banana tree and banana leaf. A small baby was playing, and anyhow he got the shelter there. Then he just looked at the mouth of the small baby. Then he saw the entire cosmic manifestation inside, in such a small baby. Mother Jasoda also saw everything within. But the foolish people, they cannot understand how Krishna is everything, cause of everything. He is cause of this creation. One time, Narada Muni was in Allahabad, in Tribeni Sangam. Then he was just walking by in the road. Then he saw one Brahmana. He was just chanting so many Vedic verses, very nice verses, Purusha Sukta, very nice verses. They were just studying Veda, four Vedas. And he saw Narada Muni. He told, "Oh, Narada Muni, please stop." He paid his obeisance and told Narada Muni, "Can you tell where you are coming from and where you are going?" "No, I came just take a bath here in Tribeni Sangam. Now I am going after finishing my this tour, I am going now directly to Vaikuntha Lok to meet Narayan." He told, "Okay, can you are going to Vaikuntha, then can you ask the Supreme Lord that how long I will be in this material world and when the time will appear when I to return back to Godhead?" Narayan told, "Okay, I will ask." Then after some time he walked again little forward, then saw underneath a banana tree person is sitting, a cobbler. He just doing some work, just repairing some shoes or something. Then he also, Narada Muni also gave him darshan. Then he immediately paid obeisance. Then he also told same thing. "Can you ask the Lord, Supreme Lord, though I have no qualification, But still, because I saw you a saintly person like you, I have some credit, I have some merits. When I will return back to Godhead? Eh? Narada went to Vaikuntha Wall, then the same question he put to Narayan. What is the answer? Narayan told this cobbler will return back after the end of this lifetime, he will return back to my abode. And this Brahmana, he will take millions of lifetime. Narada Muni could not believe how he is reading, he is every day taking bath in Sangam, Tribani Sangam, chanting Vedic verses, such a pious man. How he will take millions of lifetime? What is the problem? Eh? So, but Narayan told Narada Muni, when you return back, they will definitely ask what is happened, what is the Lord is doing in the Vaikuntha world. Then you tell one thing. When I saw the Lord, Lord was making some joke with Lakshmi. Then he was just transferring one huge elephant in the small, what? Eye of the lid, just taking elephants one side to another and other side to another. He was making a magic and doing some joke with Lakshmi. Tell this. Then you see the reaction, then you understand why this Brahman will take so many lifetimes. Eh? Narada Muni come back. He come to first Brahman. So Brahman, what the Lord told? What Lord told? He told the truth. He told the Supreme Lord, Narayan told that he will return, you will take millions of lifetimes before return back to Godhead. He could not believe. I am such a pious man. I never speak lie. I am every day taking bath in Sangam. Many Shastra telling is just taking bath in Sangam every day, you will return back to me. How are you telling like this? He told Narada Muni, I have doubt whether you went to Vaikuntha or not. Eh? I don't have faith. Okay, if you have gone to Vaikuntha Lok, then what the Supreme Lord Narayan was doing? He told whatever Lord he told, that Narayan was just taking one huge elephant. Eh? The needle, one side to the whole of the needle from one side to another side to other side. He becomes so angry, shouted, Narada Muni, I was thinking you are a pure devotee, you are a saintly person. Now I understand that you are such a useless person, telling all the such nonsense things to me. So he started shouting and now Narada Muni could understand. Though this man is acting a brahmanical qualities, but still he has no faith on the saintly person, nor the Supreme Lord. Huh? So immediately then he next went to the cobbler. The cobbler, seeing Narada Muni, he paid his obeisances. Then he told same thing. The Supreme Lord, first he is Narada Muni told him, okay, the Supreme Lord told, you will return back to Godhead. You will take so many lifetimes. The banyan lives in this tree. You may be just to test him. What he told the Brahmana, same thing he told like to the cobbler, but cobbler becomes so ecstatic. He started dancing. But he told, at least one day I have to return back to Godhead. Just like the Mukunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Mukunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I will not give him darshan, my appearance to him. He cannot get my darshan. Because he is always going to sometimes to Mayavadi, Baulia. He is a madman. But when Sivas Thakur came and asked whether he will be qualified to return back, Lord told, okay, after maybe millions of lifetime. Then he started dancing. Who? Mukunda. He did not consider whether how many lifetime. But I have to return back, started dancing. I will return back. Similarly, the cobbler started dancing. Then he told, okay, what my Lord was doing that time? When you were in Vaikuntha world, saw him, what he was doing? He explained the same thing. He was just taking one elephant from a very small hole of a needle, just one side to another side to one. He started more dancing. Narada Muni was surprising. How is he believing these things? He told, You believe my statements? Okay, yes. How you believe that in a small needle hole, how is elephant, huge elephant could go one side to another side? He told, he explained the same thing. That is mentioned here. Oh Lord, you look, I am sitting this underneath this banyan tree and this some fruits, ripened fruits, they are just falling down. And in, inside the this some small fruit, the seed is such a small seed. But this banyan tree can come out from such a small seed, the huge tree can appear. So why my Lord cannot take this? He can do anything. Kartum akartum anyatha kartum. He can do any impossible thing possible. How can I can believe about my Lord? So Narada Muni could understand. Why this Kablar will return back to Godhead in this lifetime? Why this other Brahmana? This is the position of the Mayavadis. They don't believe Supreme Lord and his transcendental pastimes, his activity, janma karma, chamay dibhyam. But a devotee, he believes. Whatever we read in Bhagavatam, the statements, Bhagavatam, Sadhu, Shastra, we have full faith. A Mayavadi, they don't believe neither the statements of Sadhus, Vaishnavas, nor the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. They don't accept Bhagavatam. They cannot even make commentary on Bhagavatam. Even the Shankaracharya, the Adi Shankaracharya, who preached this conception of Mayavad, he never made his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He understood this. Bhagavatam is such a literature. You cannot interpret in an impersonal way. Every page is telling there is Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Iti chang sakala apunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So that's why we Vaishnavas, we understand. In conclusion of his purport, Prabhupada is quoting this verse, tatyam tatyenu kampa susumikhyamana bhunjana eva krita vipakam. Sometimes devotees are in danger, they have some suffering, but still they take it very as the sweet will of the Krishna. They are thinking, like Mother Kunti Maharani, she told, vipada santuhi tatra tatra jagat guru, you give me more misery, then we can, when we are in such a miserable condition, we remember you more and more. That is actually blessings. The devotees see the situations like that. They told, okay, I have to suffering so much, but due to the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, I am just suffering a very little. Tattenu kampa susumikya mano bhunjano eva kito vipakam. I am just suffering very little. Such a devotee is become a perfect candidate for return back to Godhead. In any such situation, he never loses his faith on the Supreme Lord. He knows the Supreme Lord is cause of all causes. Tava iccha mate brahma karene nai tumi sarveshwareshwara brajendra kumara tumara iccha e viswe srijana sandhar. Everything is going on and due to Supreme will, but still the Supreme Lord is not directly involved all these things. His illusory energy, Durga, she is doing everything. But ultimate cause is Krishna. So devotees, they know that ultimate cause, the cause of all causes is Krishna. If you worship Durga, like the common people, they Mayavad, but this is not, she cannot make you free from the cycle of birth and death. That is not her function. If you want to make yourself free from the cycle of birth and death, then you have to take shelter of Mukunda. Who is Mukunda? Krishna is known as Mukunda because he grants liberation. He makes us free from the cycle of birth and death. As the time is up, so I stop here. Any question or comment? Hare Krishna. Sukhim khol diya.
You mentioned this story about Jayadrath and Arjuna.
Yes.
So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna promises that my devotee will never be vanquished, I'll always protect my devotee. But then Abhimanyu, who was directly the nephew of Krishna, seemed to be such a great devotee.
Krishna just protect not your body. Krishna will protect your Abhimanyu is definitely returned back to Godhead.
So second part of the question is,
yes,
if this is the case, then why did Arjuna and the rest of the Pandavas become so despondent and angry that Abhimanyu was killed, if they couldn't understand
that? That's why Krishna wanted to everyone to be killed, eh? If Arjuna become angry, then how can he kill others? That's why in the beginning Arjuna did not want to fight. Krishna has to agitate him. Yes, you have to fight. See, this Bhishma, Drona, Karna, they are all present. They all together kill your son. Remember? Kill them. To agitate. This is everything. Krishna, he has a divine purpose in everything. Everything is transcendental. His activities. Okay? Any other question? Yes.
Like devotees, they are entangled in so many shastras and so many things we are reading, and we are entangled in this one. And where Lord says you have to see everyone as equal. Mm-hmm. If some beggar come in and in the temple, sometimes we discriminate these things. So why do we be discriminated? We do not understand that the Lord is also in.
Because you are not in Uttama Vaishnava. Uttama Vaishnava not discriminate. You are in Madhyama, you have to discern. This is the symptoms of different types of devotees. Uttam Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata, he sees everyone. Everyone is Vaishnava. For a Mahabhagavata, he thinks everyone is, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivaṃsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So if for a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava, he thinks everyone is Vaishnava. All living entities are Vaishnavas. Kehu mane, kehu na mane. Sabhitar Das. Someone is accepting this truth or not accepting. But the fact is that he is eternal servant of Krishna. If someone is not accepting, then he is suffering. So according to your position, you see things in different way. What Raghunath Das Goswami is seeing, and our vision is different. Raghunath Das Goswami even pay obeisances to a cat, to a dog, anything, any just monkey come to him, considering him as a Brijvasi. We see a monkey immediately throw a stone. Get out. So this is according to your position, you see the things. Kanishtha, Madhyama and Uttama Vaishnavas. Okay? Everyone's vision is not the same. Okay, Hare Krishna. Granthana Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.